This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad to be with you. I'm finally sort of gotten my battery. I finally got my batteries recharged. Oh, by the way, this is based on my trip from Paris. I had a little bit of jet lag. No big deal. I mean, I've done it many times. But I'm back to normal, I think. I feel like that because I got back, you know, had to catch up a little bit of rest. But and over the weekend, my son had his baseball tournaments. Man, I feel like I'm raising Ken Griffey Jr. here. And they won. They won their game 16-0. And, I mean, the kid is finally getting some pop on that bat. For those of you who are asking me questions about how is he doing, he's doing well. He's getting some pop on that bat. And he even hit it to the opposite field because I've been working on him on how to hit to another, you know, to the other field. And then we're going to start working on him. He's been batting left-handed. He's a pretty good batter left-handed as well. But he's right-handed normally. But, man, he got some pop on. He hit one way out the center field, but the kid caught it. It was almost like, oops, look what I found. But still, he got out. But, boy, that was the first time. Here's an interesting story. First time that my son hit it and got put out, but he came back smiling. Normally, these kids are distraught when they strike out or, you know, hit into a an out or whatever. He hits it, boom, and the kid just, I'm telling you, it was really more luck than anything because he put some pop on it. Normally, he would have stroked him, but it hit it over his head. But the kid was, you know, took two steps back I know I'm overdoing it, but the point is, my son knew he hit it so well that he was like, he came back smiling. And after the game, he was 2-for-3, I believe, with a walk. And he was beaming because he knew every time he got up there, man, he smoked it, found the sweet spot of the bat. And I love watching that reaction, you know, that growth, if you will. Anyway, you should be smiling. Yeah, you conservatives ought to be smiling because you know what? We're watching our own growth. We're watching us, by way of our surrogate, do all the things we've been wanting to accomplish for quite some time. We're changing the landscape of government. I know this is something you may have forgotten, but Gorsuch is now in the Supreme Court. We're 5-4, theoretically. I don't know if Kennedy's going to retire. We're hearing about that. But there are lots of smiling reasons, reasons to smile. I talked earlier about Trump and you know, his economic numbers, home and abroad, and the unemployment figures, and which is now 4.4%. It went up a tick, but don't sweat that. That's not really true. They also say real unemployment's now 8.6%. It upticked from 8.4. That's okay. Real unemployment meaning the way they should be measuring it. So, for us to have true what they call full employment, we got to get another 4 points down. Believe me, Donald Trump's going to do that. He's going to knock that number down. You're going to have great opportunity. But here's what I wanted to tell you. The number of because I didn't talk about this last segment, the number of part-time jobs, people who have had to get part-time jobs under Obama but didn't really want them, that dropped by 107,000 over the month. The number of people who are working part-time and that now have full-time jobs, that number dropped by 107,000. So not only did Donald Trump, I want you to think about the ramifications of that. Yeah, people working part-time, they've just been getting by, paying the bills, trying to put Band-Aids on bullet holes. And now they've gotten full-time jobs. 107,000 people stopped part-time, went full-time. Now I want you to think about the number of happy people now. Do you remember when you were struggling and, you know, you were waiting on that break? And finally it came, so you now go from a menial part-time job where you know you have no benefits, they don't pay you very well, and now you've got your back in your career, or at least on a career path. I want you to think about those families. Because there are 107,000 more of them now feeling the goodness of Donald Trump. You are the reason for that. You elected a man who understands the economy. And 107,000 people are now back on their career path. I want you to look at the ripple. Look at what they're now going to be able to do. They're going to play catch up. We've all done it, most of us. You got to catch up all the bills. You got to pay back debts of friends that helped you out, whatever. But they're going to catch up. And then suddenly they're going to have expendable income. They're no longer the working poor. They now have rejoined the middle class. It'll take them a while, but they're going to have some stability. They have 8 years of stability that I predict will have a ripple effect for the next 20. This is the Reagan era all over, except better. I want you to think about that. If you were one of those people, imagine being one of the people who got their job saved at Carrier. That's a little less impactful because you knew the executioner was coming in 2 years or whenever Carrier was going to leave and go to Mexico. And Donald Trump said, no, don't worry, you're good. So everything stays status quo, but maybe you were prepping, right? You were saving up. Now you got a little bit of savings and you still have your job. I want you to think about how those people feel. See, these are not esoteric things, folks, where you're out there in the stars going, I wonder. These are real people's lives. Barack Obama saw them as numbers. Donald Trump knows the real deal. 107,000 people, according to this report, went from part-time to full-time. Of the 245,000, plus or minus 100%, 100,000 rather, jobs that Donald Trump created, and by the way, I think it'll be higher because it has been at least in three reports, of those, 107,000 moved from part-time to full-time. That number's dropping. All the indicators that this economy is now finally on steroids is there, and it's only getting better because every one of these manufacturing industries that Barack Obama said couldn't come back, wouldn't come back, are coming back. All of them. Are they going to last? No. If you are in the burger flipping business, get out, as you should have. The same way the guys making buggies and buggy whips and horse harnesses or whatever, you get out of the business or scale back because people aren't going to be using as many buggy whips when the automobile gets invented. When I think about Obama and his economy, it reminds me of a friend of mine who said, yeah, Kevin, he goes, you know, you're worried about inventing the Model T when there's a dude that's got a Learjet parked in his barn. And we were talking about the describing of a problem. Anyway, that's what Donald Trump, that's how he thinks. Folks, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
President Trump should not have the final and only authority to lift sanctions on Russia. He has shown he is willing to turn a blind eye to the direct assault on our democracy, and did so this weekend in his meeting with Mr. Putin. So Congress should step up and say, President Trump, if you're not going to punish Russia for meddling with our democracy, we will. The American people are wondering, how can the President of the United States fail to stick up for our democracy?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Well, first of all, Chucky, we don't have a democracy. We have a democratic republic. Very different. Anyway, glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact the show. I can't believe Schumer has the gall to, number one, say Trump doesn't want to protect America. I mean, think about what that entails. So he's for open borders? He's for, let's say, refugee resettlement and letting in terrorists. Yeah, that's what he's for. He's for ruining the economy. He's for not using our GDP as a weapon against terror, as a weapon against trade, imbalances and what have you. No. I mean, as Schumer says, everybody knows Donald Trump doesn't want to protect America. I mean, think about it. He ran on the idea of make America great again. He's put in a mantra of America first. What could he possibly want to do to protect America? What next? He wants to build a wall? Get back to me when you find some evidence that Donald Trump wants to protect America. You know, maybe he would, if he were to do something with nuclear weapons in North Korea, maybe I'd believe him. Maybe if he were starting to address some of the leaks that are going on in the administration in terms of national security, I would go, man, he wants to protect America. But I mean, come on, what's this guy doing? What's Donald Trump doing? Yeah, don't look at me like I'm crazy. So that's the type of thing Chuck Schumer. I mean, first of all, let's look at who Donald Trump replaced. He replaced a guy who willingly says, forget our legal immigration system that checks for. Let me tell you what I did. I didn't bring the form because I had to give you make a declaration when you come back into the States from overseas. And when I came back from Paris, I had my little declaration form. And it said, did you bring any fruits and vegetables? No, no. Were you around anybody with any communicable diseases? Not that I know of. Did you pack a Guatemalan midget in your suitcase? No. Well, okay, I've got two, but they needed a ride home. Look, they ask you all kinds of stuff to come into the country. Every single person coming in, if you're coming in, you got to go through customs, and they ask you these questions. Have you brought any fruits and vegetables? You know, blah, blah, whatever. Nope. How much money are you bringing? They even want to know that. So that's the legal system. The illegal system asks you nothing. It doesn't care if you got, you know, some form of crazy, you know, bubonic plague. Come on over. That's what Barack Obama and his policies are. The legal system says, are you able to take care of yourself? Where are you going? Who will you be staying with? Are you here on business, pleasure, what? I want to know what you're doing and where you are. The illegal system says, go do what you want to do. Be part of the, go get illegally into the economy. Take money from us. We don't care. But the legal system says, you've got to do it the right way. Stupid Donald Trump. You want people to do it the legal way. So I'm just saying that in terms of protecting the border, one system says, hey, bring in your scabies and let's go let that unleash that in the school system. Let's bring in tuberculosis, hepatitis C. Who cares? We won't bother to check. The other system says, hey, you know what? Let's resettle these Muslim terrorists into our midst. And you know what? Nothing's going to happen. Forget New York bombings. Forget San Bernardino. Forget the Pulse nightclub in Miami. Forget the Sarnoff brothers bombing the Boston Marathon, whatever. You know, you're going to have to deal with a little bit of strife, but we're going to bring those people in as well. And Chuck Schumer has the nerve, the gall, to question Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump, what's he doing? The nerve of that man. He's not protecting us. And what's he tied? Oh, it's the Russians. It's the Russians. Oh, really? So he didn't protect our democracy? Chuck, I don't know if you know this, but back in August of 2016, Barack Obama was told the Russians are hacking, you know, trying to hack our elections. And, you know, there you go. No kind of impact on the election. I mean, what you trying to bring? Why are you saying something? He effectively, I mean, he dismissed it so summarily. Was like, get out of here. What are you talking about? And suddenly it's back in the news. Woohoo, look at this. All this stuff going on with the election.
Oh, Donald Trump Jr. met with the Russians.
How many Russians are there? I don't know how many Russians there are, but there are lots of Russians. And I bet there are quite a few here in the United States. I know there's a lot in Chicago, quite a few in New York. Chances of bumping into a Russian are pretty good. Are they all sinister? And then you got one of the news cycle items right now is either Donald Trump got punked by Putin, or he never should have met with him. He's given away too much. Why didn't he bring up this or that? Did he did he talk about the election hacking? Is he going to do something with Crimea? You know. And all of it is to make Trump look like he's a chump, right? ask yourself any of those very same questions to the man who had 8 years to deal with all of it. Just ask him. What are you looking at with Barack Obama? He had, I don't know how long ago in his presidency when the Russians went into Crimea, but I know this, he had longer to deal with the issue than Trump, and what happened? Why isn't Schumer questioning that? And the nerve of Schumer to question Trump on Russia, knowing that Barack Obama did nothing. That's what I love about the left. They showcase just how two-faced they are, and they don't even try to hide it. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Donald Trump and the concept, because this is what this is, folks. This is a concept that the left is selling. Chuck Schumer wants you to believe. I don't know how he's trying. I don't even know how this would be a strategy for them. I got to wonder who sits in a strategy room and says, you know what? I've got a new strategy. We can't really tie Trump to the Russians. He's got none of these other things that we're talking about, but I've got a strategy. And that strategy is, let's tell him that Trump doesn't want to protect America. And everybody's like, you know, that could work. Trump doesn't want... Say it again. Okay, Trump doesn't want to protect America. Yeah, it's missing something. Trump... not for protecting America. That's it. Yeah, let's do that. The man who has built his entire campaign on protecting America says, and the left goes, he doesn't want to protect you. Okay, let's see how that plays. How could you possibly want to be a leftist?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wow, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I like John Nolte's writing, and he and I wrote together. I think he was did some Tacky Mag articles a while back. I haven't written for Tacky Mag in years, but Nolte's good, and he covers Hollywood as his beat. Loves movies and things like that, and so you get a real sense of what he's about in his writing. He's got an interesting voice. By the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. Love to hear from you. Anyway, Hollywood, and here's what John writes. He says, some of us, if you will allow me to brag for a moment, have been warning about the demise of the adult comedy, most specifically the R-rated gross-out comedy, going back 18 months or long before rumors about Donald Trump jumping into the presidential race even began to circulate. Way back in January of 2016, after the box office collapse of what should have been Easy Money, The Vacation sequel remake, Seth Rogen's The Night Before, Robert De Niro's Bad Grandpa, and sequels to the monster hits like Magic Mike, Neighbors, and Ted, the writing was on the wall. So, the reason why I'm bringing this up, just so we're clear, it's an article written by John Nolte for the Daily Wire. The reason I'm bringing it up is, number one, it has a dun-dun-dun-dun coming, but the other thing is how Hollywood and Trump sort of mesh, and I want to talk about the entertainment industry, how Trump is redefining things, and it's going to realign Hollywood, and Hollywood, quite frankly, has been boring for years, but I want to talk about it in the context of Trump, political as well as socioeconomic. So there we go. So John continues, unlike a gross-out comedy achieves something bigger than making an audience laugh out of the extreme case of awkwardness, the movie really isn't all that much fun. Most of these comedies only offer one thing, the novelty of shock. Now that the shock is worn off, that only leaves ew. Nevertheless, at the expense of comedy genres that have proven their timelessness by lasting for decades, the teen comedy, the romantic comedy, and most especially the family comedy, Hollywood pretty much ignored all of those. Granted, they were running out of creative steam and went all in on the gross out comedy. Now the chickens have come home to really roost. Now, I want to break in here for a second and say this. The reason why the gross out comedy became popular, and John sort of circles back on this, has to do with how people think now. The romantic comedy, the family comedies and things like that, those are mainstays. They'll always be those types of stories. But the gross-out comedy is where they've wanted to bring us. And they've brought us kicking and screaming. And there are some of them that are funny, but the majority of them are just retreads of stuff if you're over 34, 35 years old, you've probably gone through the cycle or you're cycling back. So anyway, he says, adult comedies are not just underperforming, they're crashing and burning. Just last week, he covered it in detail. He said, released this weekend, the Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler comedy, The House, is already a mega flop, $9 million. Add to that, Dwayne Johnson's Baywatch, $57 million. Amy Schumer's Snatched, $45 million. Ice Cube's First Fight, $32 million. And Kate McKinnon's Rough Night, $19 million. And Chips, $18 million. Now, he'd already talked about some other flops in his previous article. I didn't bother to go there. But those are the others. The Rock brought in the most at $57 million with Baywatches, the Baywatch thing. That's it. And by the way, those numbers may seem big, $57 million for that movie. It's not. One of my friends made a movie. His name is Mike Bender. He made a movie with Kevin Costner. He says, Kevin, we made $22 million or something like that in the box office and another, you know, $25 million in DVD. And he says, I haven't received a penny beyond my creative pay in the making of the film. And he wrote the film, and he owns the film. And he says, I haven't made a penny above that, whatever he invested. He says, now it may, down the road, start paying something, but it hasn't. He's $47 million into this film, and he hasn't made a nickel. So that gives you an idea. These films, in order to make money, they got to get, well, you know, 100 plus million dollars, and because the budgets for these things are enormous. Anyway, he goes on to say this. Hollywood comedies today are as forgettable as they are intolerable. All snark and filth, no heart. Excruciating, unappealing. I forgot to mention that dreadful Ghostbusters remake, a movie so unpopular I found the Blu-ray at Walmart for just $3 the other day. And it included a limited edition Ghostbusters socks. Rather than face the fact that the novelty of body fluids is played out, rather than come to terms with the evidence that too many of these so-called comedy stars, through their obnoxious and insulting politics, long ago lost the goodwill of the audience, rather than accept the settled science that America misses the likes of John Candy, Goldie Hawn, John Hughes, Steve Martin, Chris Farley, Chevy Chase, Rick Moranis, giants who not only made us laugh, but made us feel good about life, love, and family. Hollywood is blaming, wait for it, President Trump. Yeah, that's the bum, 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 bum. We need that. We need that sound bite. Yeah, look that up for me. So many truths in what he's saying here, because as he's naming these films and these actors, I'm going, wow, yeah, I remember Goldie Hawn in the movie where she played, it's in the military. I forget the name of it, but yeah, you remember these iconic, I remember Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell in Overboard. You remember that? Funny film. You know, feel good. He goes on to say this, John Nolte, who I'm reading from in the Daily Wire. He says, but why are critics and audiences pleased? Another point that's been raised is that many of the scripts produced and released this summer were sold in the pre-Trump era. But they're blaming Trump, folks, for the flops. Let me tell you what's so funny about this. Donald Trump has made the expendable income of people to be able to go to the movies available. He's the one who's making you have a few extra bucks to say, you know what, where did I get this extra $57? Maybe I'll take the wife and kids to the movies. Because Donald Trump has given you a job. He's given you hope. I talked the other day. How many people was it? 100,000 people that are off of part-time jobs and now into full-time jobs. I think it's 107,000. That was the number. Those people now can go to the movies. They've been living hand to mouth. When you work part time, man, you're paddling under the water fast, right? Because you're trying to keep your head above it. But when you get your full time job, you're like, hey, cool. And you know what the first thing you want to do? You say, when I get that check, that I've been living on meager money. Now I got a check. I'm going to take this check. I'm going to pay some bills, and then I'm going to go take Mama and the kiddos out for dinner. Or Mama may say, I'm going to take Daddy and the kiddos out for dinner. Just so we're not misogynists here at the show. But whatever you do, Donald Trump has freed people up to go enjoy this stuff. You know what the problem is? Hollywood doesn't give them anything to enjoy. look, I keep coming back to this, folks. I wish I had the money and the experience. I would start a conservative version of Hollywood. I would put everything into it. I would have you guys bringing me your home film and all this, and we'd have different genres that would even allow you as an amateur filmmaker to get your stuff showcased, and I would have it all over the place. I would love to do that. I want Hollywood marginalized beyond belief. I want Hollywood working for $15 an hour. I want De Niro accepting a movie. Going, I'll take it. They go, look, it's $15 an hour, Robert. What do you want to do? He's like, can you do 17? No, it's 15, Robert De Niro. Your call. Look, we got a lot of people lined up. I'll take it. I'll take it. Look, I need to. I'll take it. I'll take it. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's write it up. I'll take it. And what's funny then is Nolte goes in to talk about the definition of what makes a good comedy change quickly and dramatically in the past year, because SNL, all the late night TV shows have decided Trump is the comedy. We're going to make you laugh at him. And he goes on to say this, you see, America only wants to laugh at Trump now. That's it. That's all we want to do. Point and laugh at our president. If more movies ridicule Trump, we would flock to them. And that is why the adult comedies are flopping, because they don't laugh at Trump. I wouldn't see a movie that laughed at Trump. I don't think most people will either. But that's what Nolte contends. He says, when you consider the fact that in order to be a hit, a comedy needs to sell about 10 million tickets, needs to convince about 3% of the American population to drop the $9, the stupidity of the analysis that it's Trump's fault takes your breath away. Those of us who live in the real world realize that without the comedy genre to rely on, the film business is in serious trouble. Outside of horror, comedy was the only remaining genre in Hollywood that could be produced on the cheap and relied upon to make a quick profit. Folks, you're killing their profits. Keep doing it. Seth Rogen, I'm not seeing any more of his films. Amy Schumer, you couldn't pay me to go. Tina Fey, they're killing themselves.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, while I was in France, you guys know I was in Paris for a bit, and Trump gave a speech in Poland, and I haven't talked a whole lot about it. I didn't hear the entire speech. I heard a snippet of it, and I loved it. And I heard it was a knock out of the park home run. That's what I heard. And the little snippet that I heard, I completely agree. Donald Trump said to the Polish people, you know, go do your thing, man. Go be Poles. Make Poland great again. I saw signs up outside of, you know, Poland, Warsaw. People had them, make Poland great again. They are taking Trump's slogan, make America great again, applying it to their country, and that's a great thing. Donald Trump is saying, I'll go to Poland, and I'll tell them as much as I want to make America great again, I want you to make Poland great again. That's an amazing thing to say to somebody. Have you done this? I want you to think about it. That's at the macro level. Donald Trump says, I want to make America great again. You know, Poland, you should make Poland great again. Hey, Germany, why don't you make Germany great again? Because let me tell you what, folks, at the micro level, do you know what you do to people? Do you know, you silly conservatives? Here's what you do. You tell them, I want you to be your best. I want to see you at your best. You don't just say it to your kids. You say it to friends. You say it to people that you don't know. When they have a conversation with you, I wish you the best. You say it all the time. You could be selfish and go, you know what? I don't want the best for you because giving you the best means I don't get the best. What Donald Trump is saying is America can be its best and Poland can be its best. And there's no competition between us. See, when you're mature, as conservatives are, we learn how to look at ourselves and say, well, I'm really good at dancing. I'm going to make a career of dance. I will focus myself on it. I tell my son all the time, how are you going to be at something when you start for the first 2 years? He says, I suck. I'll suck at it. But after that, I'll start to get good. You put 2 years into anything, you're going to be okay at it. You put an additional 2 years to 4 years in it, you're going to get really good at it. You do more than that, you'll be great. That is if you have a skill set for it. And that includes things you need to learn. I'll give you an example. There are people who are naturally gifted in art. But you can train yourself to be a good artist. And you don't have to be Picasso to make millions of dollars in art. And there's that guy, I forget his name, but he commercialized art. Everybody was buying his stuff. There are people that do art, make an amazing living, and their stuff is in hotel rooms, and you'll never know their names. They're not great artists, but they're really good. Maybe they have a talent, maybe they developed it. There are people that learn how to carve wood, how to whittle, how to make jewelry. They become artists. They know how to do things because they start. They know they're not good at it, but then they put their creative mind to it and they become good. Sometimes you're naturally good at it, and other times it has to be cultivated. That's okay. Countries work the same way. Countries that you could put Donald Trump in a third world armpit of a nation. And in 10 years, I guarantee you that third world armpit of a nation will be a thriving, successful world economy. That's how it works. You put Barack Obama there, he'll find more people to make victims of. He will grow their welfare rolls. He will grow the number of complaints. He will find out that the Hutus used to beat up on the PPs. And he will remind them that they should be fighting as opposed to getting along and creating a society that works. That's what leftists do all over the world. And so Donald Trump is being demonized by leftists. And in fact, let me play you what this politician in Australia, actually he's a political editor in Australia. His name is Chris Ullman. Here's what he had to say about Trump.
We already knew, Barry, that the President of the United States has a particular skill set, that he's identified an illness in Western democracies, but he has no cure for it and seems intent on exploiting it. And we've also learned that he has no desire and no capacity to lead the world. The G20 became the G19 as it ended. On the Paris Climate Accords, the US was left isolated and friendless.
Welcome back, everybody. I talked about this earlier. Isolated and friendless, the G19. Yeah, let me tell you something. I don't know how you feel, but if I go into a place and everybody's cold, I don't feel self-conscious. I don't go, oh my gosh, what? I go find out where the food is. I find out where the drink is. I go look around. If it's a place I don't know, I find a host and say, can somebody show me around? If they won't, I'll look around on my own. I'll eat the food. I'll drink the drinks. I'll talk to a few people. If I can't get a conversation going, I will graciously leave with my ego intact. Unless, of course, I can go sit out by the pool and reflect. Narcissistically, of course, I'd be looking over in it going, ooh, look at that beautiful man. No, I'm kidding. But I'm serious. I don't go somewhere and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's amazing to me how weak you have to be to go, oh, I need all these other nations to stand beside me in the Paris Accord. And what's interesting about whatever this guy's name, Ullman or whatever, he says that Trump's skill set is identifying the illness in Western society, Western democracies. We're not a democracy. The illness we have is an illness of self-defeat, an illness of Stepford Wives syndrome, battered woman syndrome, whatever you want to call it, where we've allowed the left to make us believe that we have to be like everybody else. We have to fall in line. We don't have to fall in line with you, world. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm not even sorry to tell you. I'm happy to tell you. And you don't have to fall in line with us. You may have you know, precious resources that we need, and we will trade you for those. But we're not. So be your best. If you're a rubber manufacturer, rubber producer, and we don't have rubber, and you got all the rubber trees, and we can't grow rubber trees or don't want to, then we'll negotiate with you for rubber. And as long as it's a good trade, we won't plant rubber trees. But if it's not a good trade, we'll plant rubber trees. We'll find a place here to grow, you know, to make our trees grow. But these people, they act like, you know, they can't be number one. And what's funny, they want Trump to be a, quote, leader in the Paris Accord. These are people that want the global, you know, one world order, and they want Trump to lead it? Since when? Somebody explain to me when a leftist wanted Trump to lead anything. They don't want Trump to lead anything. That's ridiculous.
The U.S. needs to be the leader in this. Where's Trump? He has no desire or capacity to lead the world. You're exactly right. He has no desire. We have the capacity to lead the world, and that is exactly what he's doing. That is exactly what they're afraid of. Trump is leading the world. He's leading the world away from the nonsense of global climate change.
Yeah. Intent on exploiting whatever it is in the U.S. Let me tell you something. I love how these guys, you look at it. You don't believe me. They tell you Trump doesn't want to take care of American citizens. He doesn't want to protect America. That's what Schumer said. I played that earlier. Doesn't want to protect America. They say he wants to destroy. They say that he wants to allow Russia to run roughshod. There is nothing these people can say that you, just using common logic. I hate to tell you to be the bearer of common sense news, folks, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But if they tell you, yeah, Trump is going to let Putin run all over him. Since when? Donald Trump won't let you win an argument over something petty. You know, he'll get into a Twitter battle with you on Twitter. He'll get into a Twitter battle with you over socks.
He's such a baby. I wish he wouldn't do that.
Let me tell you, but when the left tells you,
but he'll let people walk all over America. He doesn't want to protect you. He's a puppet of Putin.
Yeah, said the guy who tweet about your mama. He's a puppet of nobody, and that's what vexes the left. I love it. Sometimes I get too happy about it, don't I? I let it show too much. But I do. I love the fact that Donald Trump says, screw you. Good for him. Do I need to chronicle enough things for you? I talked about the latest unemployment numbers. Let me put this in perspective for you folks, because you probably aren't aware of this. In the first 6 months of Barack Obama's presidency, he lost 3.9 million jobs. In the first 6 months of Donald Trump's presidency, he gained 1 million jobs. Now, Barack Obama supposedly averaged 199,000 jobs growth per month and created 11.5 million jobs. And that was with the very inauspicious start. Extrapolate what you think Trump's going to do. And we're going to get into this in the next hour. But I just want to put things in perspective for you. What does Trump have to be afraid of? You're watching people come around to your way of thinking, folks. And you've got a fire-breathing dragon who's doing it for you. And he uses Twitter to burn people. That's a lot of analogies. A lot of metaphors. Not analogies, metaphors. I was going to get it. Oh, man. I'm loving watching this. This should warm your heart to see somebody that's fighting so effectively. And I don't have enough time to finish it now, but we will talk more about it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.